Hebrews chapter 12. So, seeing we are also surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, so you won't be wearied and faint in your minds. You haven't yet resisted as far as bleeding, striving against sin. And you've forgotten the exhortation that speaks to you as to children. My son, don't despise the spanking of the Lord, and don't faint when you're scolded by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and spanks every son whom he receives. If you endure spanking, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father doesn't spank? But if you're without spanking, of which all are partakers, then you're bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they, truly for a few days, spanked us as they saw fit. But he, for our profit, so we'd be partakers of his holiness. Now no spanking for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. But afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who are exercised by it. So lift up hands that hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that which is lame isn't turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, so that no man loses any of the grace of God, so that no root of bitterness springing up troubles you, and many are defiled by that, so that there's no fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one bit of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For you haven't come to the mountain that can be touched, and that burned with fire, nor to blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice those who heard asked that the word wouldn't be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as an animal touches the mount, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was that sight that Moses said, I very much fear and shake. But you've come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an uncountable multitude of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn that are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel, see that you don't refuse him that speaks. For if they didn't escape who refused him that spoke on earth, much more we won't escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of the things that are shaken, as about things that are made, so that the things that can't be shaken will remain. So we, receiving a kingdom that can't be moved, let us have grace by which we can serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.